Hi friends, welcome to Beautiful World, the Baha'i Inspired Podcast. This is Praveen podcasting to you from Bangalore, India. Thanks for tuning in, dropping by, listening. The topic for today's discussion we thought was the harmony between science and religion. This has been quite a controversial subject over the ages, and we see that throughout the ages, science and religion have always contradicted each other. Each has tried to prove the other as wrong. So we thought we would discuss, can science and religion actually be in harmony and help each other out? So, Badi, I have a question for you. You know what? Can humanity really progress with religion only?
Religion only?
Yeah.
Well, I would think that we've been given a rational mind.
Okay.
And there must be some reason to it. The Baha'i writings also tell us that knowledge is as wings to man's life and a ladder for his progress.
So you're saying knowledge, you're comparing knowledge to science.
Yes, I would think that you take knowledge away and you go down the ladder into dark ages. And also says the acquisition of knowledge is incumbent or compulsory on everyone.
Okay.
But knowledge of such sciences, however, should be acquired as can profit who? Peoples of the earth. And not those which begin with words and end with words. What do you think?
So science is very important for the progress of humanity, yes. But at the same time, when we look at the advancement in science these days, religion is not progressing as fast as science is. And
you mean, okay, yes.
And another aspect of this problem is that science can explain. Science has made so much advancement that it has doomed to the state of barbarism. Like, for example, science has been instrumental in the invention of bombs, atom bombs, nuclear bombs.
Science also
of mass
leads
destruction.
To, yeah. Science also leads to materialism, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, what we see, yeah, excessive materialism and other things like that.
You mean science that is unmoderated, or science is a criminal in itself?
Science is a tool, I guess.
Actually, science has no method for deciding what is ethical or moral.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It is a matter for individuals and the society, and I think the key player here is the religion.
Oh,
religion? But religion tries to prove science wrong, tries to take progress backwards. What do you think, Praveen?
I guess, I believe in the harmony. Hence, I believe humanity has to do with religion and science. Both have to be in harmony.
Progress one day, go backwards the next day, progress one
day. No. I believe, yeah.
The traditional view of religion is what is not able to explain science and moderate the science, scientific advancements. Because science has been reforming, has been advancing, but religion hasn't been advancing at the same rate. As a result, actually, the sign of life is movement and change and reformation.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we say man is advancing in scientific field, he should also advance in the religious
field. You mean we should change our ancestral beliefs?
Yes. We should change the way religion is trying to explain the truths of science.
Apply it differently.
Badi, you were saying that science has no way of deciding what is ethically right or what is ethically wrong. Can you give me an example?
Yeah, Praveen, if you take the example of abortion, science can let you know what are all the things involved in the process of abortion. It can also let you know that the individuals involved in the process of abortion can lead a happy life later on. It can also tell you that you can undergo a safe and secure operation.
Okay.
But it can never tell you whether it is right or wrong.
Whether to abort or not.
Yes.
What about the continuation of the human species?
Yeah. Science also tells that even if a few people are aborted, humanity will continue to exist. And humans will not go extinct.
Then how do we know, from where do we know whether abortion is right or wrong?
I think this is where religious conviction would step in and shows us very clearly and unambiguously that even as a child is developing in the womb, it possesses a life, possesses the faculties that are going to, it's a potential human being. And to take the life of that human being in the womb, is no different from taking the life of an individual in this world, unless for some certain scientific reason the health of the child or the mother is at stake.
Yeah, that is exactly the point. Science can not tell you whether abortion is murder.
Mm.
But religion can tell you.
Oh, now I see what you're saying.
Okay, and this is where religion steps in to kind of gear up science, I guess. Badi, we see that in today's world, science is progressing at such a rapid pace.
Exactly.
What do you think about religion? Isn't it also, should it also reform?
Yeah, just to add to that, Praveen, everything is progressing. In fact,
okay.
As I said earlier, the sign of life itself is progress, change and reformation. All things, I think, are subject to reformation. As you said, sciences are changing. There's industry changes. There are inventions being formed.
Quality of life is improving.
Laws and ethics are are being reconstituted. In fact, the thinking of the people itself have been changing over the years. Like the thinking of people 2,000 years ago is not the same as the thinking of people now.
Okay.
I think, Praveen, sciences of former ages and philosophies that were in the past are actually useless today. Today's
okay.
problems is actually unprecedented.
Oh.
Present situations will require different solutions altogether.
Okay.
If we stick to old ideas and old ways of thinking, it is all becoming fast obsolete and it is not going to help today's problems. It is not going to help solve today's problems.
Okay.
Modern conditions cannot actually be explained with ancient laws and old ethical systems.
Okay. In fact, when you were talking about this, I just had this example in my mind. Just a 100 years back, the only way of communication were like through pigeons and horse carts. And then we came across the postal system. And then just a decade ago, it was the email and the IM. And now it's the age of Skype and Google Talk. Something like that, right?
Yeah, coming back to the question of why religion has to progress, you know what the Baha'i Faith says? The Baha'i Faith actually says, religion is the outer expression of divine reality. Therefore, it must be living, vitalized, moving, and progressive.
Oh.
If it be without motion and non-progressive, it is without the divine life. It is dead.
Okay, so religion, on one hand, should progress and reform like science.
Yeah, Praveen, but I have a question.
Okay.
So, when you say reform and redesign religion, does it mean that few people get together and reform existing religions?
I would think it's more like evolution of the eternal principles of religion. The truths in religion are eternal. They don't change.
Like
some of the great teachers who came, like say 6,000 years ago, Lord Krishna.
Okay.
He established all the rules and duties for harmonious family.
Okay.
Which even today we are avoiding and leads to a breakdown in society.
Okay.
Science tells us how society is not going to be able to function unless there's unity in the household.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You read statistics and reports.
Okay.
And then that same concept of unity in the family was expanded.
Okay.
And we see the great teacher Moses, who expanded this concept to include a model of unity for 12 tribes of Israel. Which history has recorded for us.
Okay.
And then later the same concept was expanded under the stewardship of Muhammad.
Okay.
And he brought unity in a whole nation, a nation of barbarous tribes.
Okay.
Who brought under the banner of unity, united.
Okay.
And now today the Baha'i Faith tells us the same concept has to evolve.
Okay.
With different teachings and laws that can bring the whole world under one banner of unity. Concept that Lord Krishna brought 6,000 years ago is just being evolved and expanded to include the unity of the whole race. One of the things he talks about is a global language, universal system of weights and measures, things like this, very practical. Another thing is, when Moses came a few thousand years ago, he said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, that was justice. Today, that seems barbarous to us. This is what we mean when we say understanding of religious truths is expanding, evolving.
Yeah, so we discussed, Badi and Praveen, we discussed so many things about why science is so important and why science can be cause of progress for the humanity. Yep. And also we looked at how religion should moderate scientific advancement.
And reform.
At the same time, don't you think that intellect that God has given us should be used to logically explain the religious beliefs?
Yes, very true.
In fact, the Baha'i writings say that all the religious beliefs should be explained logically and scientifically.
Okay.
So we have this dialectic view where religion should moderate science as well as religion should be moderated by science.
Oh, should be explained by science, you mean?
Yeah, should be explained by science.
Can we also say that science without religion would lead to excessive materialism, barbarianism?
Of course.
And religion without science would lead to what?
Dogma.
Dogma, superstitions.
Absolutely.
Exactly, Bhavi. I think you've captured the whole discussion in one full sentence.
Okay, guys. Now for the quote of the week.
The virtues of humanity are many, but science is the most noble of them all. It is a bestowal of God. It is not material, it is divine.
Every science is like unto a tree. If the fruit of the tree is the love of God, that is a blessed tree. Otherwise, it is a dried wood and finally a food for fire.
From the Baha'i writings. And that's all, folks, for this week. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Keep your suggestions and comments only to spravenitpro@gmail.com. We need all your suggestions and support for this program. Thanks a lot, folks. This is Praveen signing off. Adios.
Songs of beloved.